Blog Talk Radio.
I hope everybody has had a wonderful day. You are listening to The Importance of Your Challenge with Sarah. Forgive me if I sound a little croaky tonight. It was our Thanksgiving over the weekend here in Canada, and I got carried away with the karaoke last night with my family, and it's left me a little hoarse today. Today is one of two shows on personal branding. I'm covering the need to understand your personality style so you will know how to build your business style. Next week on the show, I have Marla Dennis, and she will be on here to help us create our own personal branding and why it is so important to your business. Should you have any questions for me today, please do call at 1-877-296-0345, and I'll be very happy to answer them. I have for some years been teaching true colors. I call it perceptual communication, as I've elaborated on the program. It's assessment of your personality. Gives you an insight into who you are and how you interact with life. It dictates how you speak and how you hear other people. The four key personality traits which are represented by colors, hence the two colors, are gold, which stands for responsibility, blue, which is empathy, orange, which is instinctual, and green, which is inquisitive. These are the traits that we all have in our DNA. We're born with them. You could take quads, and each one of them may have a different personality. It doesn't matter how we're brought up. It is our own personal perception. We speak from that character, and we speak to from our environment, and it's in understanding our interactive life. Our communicative DNA gives us an understanding how we choose to communicate in knowledge about ourselves. Do you find that with some people it is so easy to talk with, while others you just don't know what the hell to say? We like to hang around like-minded people. That is because they get you. They know what you're saying. It's effortless. You're all on the same page. This is not a negative thing. This is only your color trait being drawn to same like. You can learn to expand your thinking and trust your communication understanding by learning to understand what your trait is and how to speak to other traits. The why, the who you are, and how to speak to and hear other people's points of view. They say that knowledge is everything. But which knowledge are they talking about? Everyone has had problems communicating with someone. It is not what you know, but how you communicate it. If you speak to the color language of that person you're talking to, they will understand you. But if you speak only from your own color language, you could lose your audience because your lingo is not what they understand. I'm going to give a few examples here. Here is a dialogue as follows. Somebody's talking about their degree. So one says, I have a degree, so therefore I know more than you. That is tending to be a green personality. They are knowledge junkies. They love learning and they love information. Another is, I have a degree from which I use to advance myself. That would be an orange personality. Everything is about what propels them forward in life. Another is, I have a degree which I use to empower others. That would be the blue personality, and everything is about personal growth, their own and everyone else's around them. And the other is, I have a degree which I use to control the situation, and that will be the goals. And the goals really do like order and structure, so when they learn anything in a degree, it must be something that enables that building of that structure. These four color people each view things in a different way. No wrong way, only different perspectives from a different point of view. Why is this so important? Well, because you interact with people every day in so many ways. If you had knowledge of how you are coming across, you would understand people's reaction of you. There are 4 key colors presenting these personality styles, and you will be sequential in these colors. Nobody is 25% of every one of them. There is always one that stands out. So I'm going to tell you what I am and what they are. I am a blue, then a green, then an orange, and then a gold. For instance, I'm a screaming blue personality. Everything to me is about empathy. When I speak to people, I speak from my passion, my belief, and conviction. You may have noticed this when you've listened to my shows. I have a tendency to want to save everyone, and I need to have the whole world live in harmony. I can feel other people's pain, worry, and fear. I want to take away all that, and I want them always to have within them an opportunity to see their possibilities and live in peace and harmony. Blues are natural-born inspirers, and they like to inspire people to feel good about themselves. Blues are also givers, so their careers would be nurses, doctors, teachers, inspirers, motivators, faith healers, counselors, and anything that has a healing effect on the world. They love to live, and they live for love, and harmony is of the utmost importance to them, that and equilibrium, balance of life. My next color is green, the inquisitive. When I receive my information, it goes from my blue, the feeling, and it goes into my green to access. The green personality likes detail. The manual writers, the blueprinters of life. When you show them a possibility, they will analyze it to death before making a decision in action. Then, if it needs to be detailed in a plan or a format for others to follow, they will do it. So they're natural problem solvers. Green people will be the planners, the sciences, computer analysis, programmers, psychiatrists, engineers, researchers, accountants, science computers, teachers, investigators, your CSI, detectives, and anything else that requires the mind to investigate information. They will never, ever act without first analyzing the situation. So if you're wanting a quick answer, it isn't going to happen unless you give them all the information for them to analyze. My next color then comes orange, which is intuitive. My orange and green are probably about one or two apart, so quite well balanced there. Orange people have great vision. They can see possibilities and opportunities, and they know how to inspire others into seeing them also. Orange people are often leaders because of the ability to inspire people to follow the dream, the purpose of the possibility. They can be very flamboyant, creative, visionary. They're dreamers, adventurous, they're optimistic, they're charmers, and they love spontaneous action. They're bigger athletes of the world, and the gold is only good enough. I'm an orange in the sense that I can and do see what the possibilities are. I have the vision to see the whole picture and share that vision with others so it can be implemented. However, an orange bores easily and needs stimulation to keep them on track as they have other visions to go and see. They are natural-born leaders. However, if the wrong combination of people around them, it will stay as a dream, as a vision, and it will not go into actualization. They need to apply the greens and the blues and the golds equally in order to make this vision come true. Now, gold, which is responsibility, are the doers. Give them a project with a plan and they will build it. They are dependable, loyal, prepared, with a sense of right and wrong and the approach to things, which is not always agreed on by other colors. Gold's sense of right and wrong is from their perception. They are also the rule makers and the rule dictators, and unfortunately don't always take into consideration the other perspectives, and this often can lead to conflict. Gold's are the builders. You hammer it out to them, show them the plan, and they know who they can to build it. They'll follow it to the letter T, and they will give you what you have asked for. They're also the secretaries, the nurses, the teachers, the laborers, the farmers, the civil servants, the janitors, the traditionalists, the rule makers, and they're natural team builders. This is my last color. I'm not a strong one at all. I cannot see the rules unless the rules make a point or are of common sense to me. I love history and can be traditional, but love to see progress. Goals hate change and like to live within a boundary. All the other girls hate boundaries and love to see change. Goals are the majority that make the rules and the regulations, and they need to follow them. They love that structure. They love that order. But they are unable at times to see from the other colors' perspective where those rules do not apply. Hence, that conflict that I had talked about. Goals, when if they could come to the table with an understanding of the vision, and they're not risk takers, but once it's been laid out, once the vision has been laid out, once the blueprint is in place, once they know that this is secure to step forward in, they are most certainly the people that can build things from the ground up. Because they understand it if you lay it all out, but don't ask them to take the risk. Make sure that they're in a secure environment and that they've got backup. So what I'm saying is we all have strong personalities in the way we see life. But in order to communicate and comprehension, we need to be open to other perspectives too. If you're in business for yourself, you're an entrepreneur, or you're in the MLM, you will have many diverse personalities to deal with. If you take the time to access with whom you are speaking to, then you will be better able to serve their needs. Another thing is, if you are in an MLM of business that is built by teamwork, they have a structure in place, and goals do love MLMs because the how-tos, basically followed by numbers, is placed in place for them. There are the meetings to go to, there is the how-tos, there's the structure, you just follow that pattern. And goals can get people to follow along beautifully. They love building teams and building groups. But when it comes to them being able to invite other people, they don't always have the dialogue to bring that inspiration to an orange. An orange, when he sees a vision, when he sees a possibility, he's seeing it right to the end, seeing it right down to the grand finale. And so what he wants to do is, who is going to implement for me? And how are they going to do it? And tell it to me now, because I'm not going to read a 20-page business plan. They'll give that to the green person, maybe the accountant to go through. They may give it to the blues to look at and see if they're inspired by it or if they see any holes in it. And they may give it also to the golds to see if they can follow that plan. But oranges aren't there to follow through with that, you know, to build the plan. They're there to show you the vision, and then everybody else steps in place. So let's take a scenario of you're building a hotel. Somebody comes up with an idea of having this fantastic hotel by this great riverside, and it's going to be different to everyone else. First, they've got to inspire everybody to see this hotel in their mind's eye, to be inspired enough to create it. So they have to inspire the greens, because the greens are the blueprinters. They're going to design it, the architects. And the architects have to understand that vision so that they can go about designing the plan. It then has to be given to the goals, and the goals have an understanding of how to build it. They know who they need to get in to do this, who's got the great workmanship, and they come in and they start building that structure. You are now bringing the blue people. The blue people are going to come in there with the interior decor. They're going to come in there setting the ambiance. So when you walk into that hotel, you feel wonderful. You feel invited. It's taking care of all of your needs, all of your senses, and it's a place that you want to be. So now the vision, the feeling, the clarity, and the building is all there. No one color can do everything. We have to work together in order to create that dream. So if you're in an MLM, how does this work? As I said, the structure is in place for you. There's meetings to attend. You have your uplines. But you have to understand that, again, everybody has these different personalities. So look to building your team with those diverse personalities. Look to them each working their own personality traits. So blues inspire blues and maybe oranges. Greens, you can inspire the golds and the greens. And those are the kind of people that you go over and present to. Present it from your own passion, your own conviction, your own belief. Speak from your own language. and speak to the people that understand this language. Don't, for instance, have a gold trying to go to an orange and try and sell them on an idea of the plan and the structure and the way things go. Because the orange really wants just to see the overall. Is he inspired by it? Does he want to go for it? He's the leader. He wants to do it. Somebody else can do the structure side of it. So get a blue to talk to an orange. Don't get a gold talking to an orange. And don't get a green to an orange unless they've got a plan for the orange to envisionalize. The same thing with when you're talking to a blue. It doesn't matter how much structure is there. It doesn't matter how much money is to be made. It doesn't matter how good the product is. If you do not make this product fit into their feelings, if they're not feeling it, they're not going to partake in it. If they're not feeling it, they can't see it. They can't be a part of it. So 70% of what you should do in all MLMs when you're speaking to people is listen. Ask them what their needs are in life. Listen to what they're telling you. And then insert your product into that need. But from the conversation that you're hearing, you'll find out, are they a visionary? Are they a feeler? Are they a planner? Or are they a builder? And then you can speak to that structure. And instead of trying to impose something from your perspective onto somebody else, you're talking Lebanese. They have no idea what you're saying to them because they're not relating. So speak to their need, and now you will build a beautiful team. So I've got another example for you here. Blue feel what you are saying. Like, I feel that way too. It feels good. Green understand the data and have come to the conclusion that it will work, so I'm ready to move forward. So they must have the details to decide. Oranges, I see the possibilities. They're huge. Don't you want to be a part of it too? Come on, let's do it now. Must have action. Can be impatient, and they wait for no one. Goals, well, if there's any risk involved, I'm not sure I want to be in. How safe is it? And who else is doing it? How successful has it been? Well, if everybody else is doing it, then I will do it too. So if you are talking to a blue character, then speak to that need of empathy. Who will it serve? How will it make them feel? Who is going to benefit from this? With a green, the need for information before a decision is a must. So you go to them with the data, all the information they have, that you have, so that they can go through it and make a conscious decision from it. Let them do it in their own time. Do not push, because you will push them away. With oranges, it's how fast and how much. What's the return? Who do we get to do it? It's in the now. Don't bore me with details. Let me just do it. Golds need to know that everything is safest and that there is no risk and that their others have done it successfully. Then they feel secure and then there is no stumbling and they can travel in groups and build fast. So what has this got to do with personal branding? Well, as I said, when you want to attract people, you have to have an affinity with the people that you're talking to, the like-minded. So when you're marketing your product or your service, you need to brand your type of personality to attract them to you. This always allows you to address their needs because you understand their personality. There are so many ways of doing business, so many styles. But until you know who you are and your personality communicative style, you will not know what best fits you. Does anybody remember Star Trek? I'm going to give you a little exercise. Before I tell you who they are, I want you to think about it. What color would Scotty be? Scotty works in the engines, if you remember. What color do you think he'll be? Think on that. What color would the Vulcan be? Think on that. What color would Doc be? And what color would the Captain be? Well, if you have said Scotty is gold, you'd be right. He's there to make sure that engine works. You can count on him. Beam me up, Scotty. And no matter what the hell's going on in his life, he's going to do that. The Vulcan is always about logic. Everything has to be logical. There is no emotion in it. And there is no emotion. There is no empathy. It is pure, pure logic. And, of course, the dock is blue. It's all about fixing people. It's all about making sure that everybody's living that full life. And, of course, the captain, the gregarious one that always gets the girl, is the orange. Here's another scenario for you to look at. What do you think a soldier is? What color? What do you think a sniper is? What do you think a Navy SEAL is? And what would you think a paramedic would be? If you said a soldier was gold, you'd be right. They will follow orders to a T. They will not question them, and they will do them dutifully, loyally, faithfully, and on time. A sniper has got to sit there or lie there for an unbeknownst time of period. He has to assess the wind, the lighting. He has to be ready to adjust any time of the situation. And when he's told to shoot, shoot. There's no way you would ever give a blue a sniper gun, because that blue is in there. But what if you can save them? Don't shoot them. If a sniper has to do what he has to do, the logics are there, and he will do it. Navy SEALs are your oranges. These guys can go into a situation, think on their feet, turn on a dime, assess the situation, and in and out with what they need to do. They are adrenaline junkies. They can work beautifully in a moment and in a crisis. They're in, they're out, they're on a high, and when they're down, what's next? So, of course, the paramedics are the blue. Fixing people up, which is what they, again, like to do. So, how do you find out what you are? Well, there is a test that you can do, and it can show you your color profile. I take it further by also showing you what color you need to be in this time, because the color that you are, your key color will not change. Your other colors will go up and down according to your environment and how you're living life. But the colors that you need to be in this time will also change according to what you need to do. You might be an orange personality, but you need to be in your green, because your green needs to investigate the situation before you go into action. So I have a program that can tell you all about that. I also have a program that will show you where you are in your life, how to understand your life and your decision-making, and how to remove any blockages or challenges that you may have placed in your way. So I have a double program there that not only helps you understand who you are, but helps you understand your decision-making and where you are. With understanding that, you have a clear clarity in your life in order to make decisions for yourself and moving forward. So if you are interested in knowing that, please drop me a line. My email address is Sarah, S-A-R-A, at theimportanceofyou, that's the letter U, .ca, Sarah, at theimportanceofyou.ca, and we can discuss it further. I do most programs online. My true colors will be coming online soon, but I can arrange something in the meantime. So for now, take a good look at yourself and see if you identify with that particular personality you are. What communication style is yours? This is not just a business tool, folks. This is something used around the world in corporations, in government, military, police force. It's also a great tool in understanding your loved ones and how to speak to be heard and how to hear in order to speak. We are attracted towards certain type of people. But when it comes to living with them, sometimes we are talking at one another and not to one another. So it's very, very important that we learn to know what our personality is and what that is of our spouse. Because then we learn to address each other in our color coding. And we also learn not to take offense by things that have been said. Greens are very logical and sometimes be quite abrupt, and they don't add the feeling of the touchy along with it. If they marry a blue, who is a person that is touchy and feely and needs soft, romantic, kind words, that isn't going to necessarily be a perfect match, and both of you are going to work a little harder in understanding one another. So understand who you are, understand who your partner is, and remember this, it doesn't matter how you're bringing up your children. It doesn't matter if every single one of them are brought up identically but if they are different personalities, they're going to perceive life in a different way. So please try and identify what your child is. Don't dictate that they should be something else, but maybe reach out and understanding how to communicate with them and teaching them to communicate with you. Sit around the table, folks. Have a conversation. Go for what I've told you today. Contact me to know more and see who you are as a family and learn to talk to one another and not at one another. So next week I have Marla Dennis coming on the show, and she's actually going to be talking to us about personal branding for your business. She's been in MLMs and she's been in business a long time, and she advocates you having a personal brand. Why? Well, if you're in an MLM, you're amongst thousands of people. If you want people to identify who you are and what your personality is and the way that you see things, you want to stand up above the crowd there, you need a personal branding. You need your own site. You need your own page. You need your own lead so people know how to come to you. It doesn't matter what the MLM has. You are you representing the MLM. You are not the MLM. So Marla will be talking and talking us through that tomorrow and its advantages. And next week I will also have Anna Smith on the show with healing music and how to use music to manifest good health, well-being, and even wealth. But tomorrow I hope all of you will tune in, because tomorrow I actually have Jason Stefanik on the line. And this guy has inspired me. I don't know if any of you saw that show, wonderful posting on Facebook of This Is My Body. A bunch of women speaking about this is my body and nobody has the right to tell me what to do with it. It was very, very inspiring. And you think about it, in this day and age, we're still arguing about who owns a woman's body. Nobody owns it but a woman. She can make her own choices and her own decisions. So tomorrow I'm interviewing Jason on why he decided to make this video, the impact that it has had, and the impact that it can make in your decision-making right now, in your voting. This is not just America. Canada has issues as well. And around the world, women are still striving to find a voice. And it is changing, folks. It is changing. But we need to embrace that. So please do listen to You're Important to Sarah tomorrow at 11 o'clock and listen to what he has to say. Also, folks, don't forget that every single show that is ever aired can be reheard. All you have to do is click onto a show on any of the archives and listen to it, post it, email it. The same goes is that if you have somebody that you want me to interview, please do let me know. I've interviewed such inspirational people. And these people have had amazing journeys, and through their journeys have learned not only inspiration, but tools on which to help us move forward in our own lives. Please take the time to listen to them, because they are so amazing and have so much to tell us. This particular show is about bringing those amazing people on to talk to you and how they can help you with your challenges in life. Every single one of us have a journey. Every single one of us faces challenges every single day. I'm facing some massive challenges in my own life at the present moment. And guidance and inspiration and help and education and know-how will help me move forward. And it will help you. So if you are facing a challenge, please let me know. Let me find the person to come on to address it. Let's talk about it. Let's share it. And you may find a listener has the answer for you. Because this is what the show is about, folks. Interaction. Helping one another in facing each other's challenges. I do believe in you, and I do believe in humanity, and I do believe that we can make a difference. But first and foremost, folks, we need to love ourselves. We need to empower ourselves. We need to know who we are. So, folks, take the time to understand who you are. Take the time to listen to these shows. Take the time to let me know how I can help you. I wish all of you a wonderful week. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow to Your Important to Sarah at 11 o'clock. Call in and ask Jason a question. And don't forget to call in next week and speak with Marla. Have a very wonderful week, everybody. And I wish everybody the very, very best.
my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.